beyond the symbolism and the educating value of the day. The focus is on enhancing the capabilities of the African Union to not only prevent conflict, but also manage and resolve conflicts in such a way that we can hasten the improvement of the overall peace and security in Africa so that we can focus our energies and invest our resources in development and integration. So we can consider the 25th of May this year as a turning point in terms of renewed resolve to find and apply African solutions to the African problems, African leadership, and clear assistance of the international community in promoting this agenda of peace, reconciliation, and security for the continent and its people.
Mr. Lamira, how does Africa define peace and security? Is it when there are less conflicts in Africa, or does it also include economic security for many of Africa's people?
I think one has to look at it in a very holistic manner. For Africa, I think you would need to look at the peace and security issue as a cycle that goes from prevention to post-conflict reconstruction and development. And indeed, we need to put an emphasis on prevention, that is, on structural prevention, the one that looks at the underlying causes and conflict and takes on board the need for healthy and balanced development. So we believe that development is key to peace, as naturally peace is key to development.
Africa Day is intended to commemorate the establishment of the Organization of African Unity. The intention of the founding fathers was to bring all of Africa together. Do you think we are closer, or we are still far away from achieving that goal?
I think we are closer than ever. I think the mission remains the same, and the vision also remains the same, how to unite the continent and how to pull together its strengths and to reduce its weaknesses so that we can serve the best interests of our people and become a key player on the international scene. But the functions are expanding.
Mr. Lamira, on this Africa Day, is there a particular message you want to send out to the people of Africa?
First of all, as far as the people of Africa living on the continent, I think it is quite important that we unite our hearts and minds in renewing our commitment and dedication to the principles for which the founding fathers have been struggling. Now, as far as Africans residing outside of the continent are concerned, that is the diaspora, which we in the African Union language call our sixth region. Our message is very simple to them. You are an integral part of our continent. You are also key players in moving forward our destiny towards a better future.